Child sexual abuse has been called the gift that keeps on giving. The abuse may end, but the trauma lives on in the adolescent and the adult. Coming to grips with sexual abuse can last a lifetime, and one of the best ways to deal with any trauma is through art. And that's why How I Learned to Drive by Paula Vogel, winner of the Pulitzer Prize in 1998 and now at Custom Made Theater in San Francisco through October 7th, is such an important piece of theater. Lil Bit is now 35, and she takes us through the events of her life, particularly her relationship with her Uncle Peck, the sole male in her household after her father took off for parts unknown. As he taught her to drive, he seduced her, and it is that seduction seen in the very first scene that colors everything she says and does throughout the play. From that initial scene, we expand out of sequence as Little Bit grows from precocious child to self-aware woman. The play early on becomes a kind of comedy about an eccentric southern family, a muted comedy with punctuations, pieces of a driving manual that separate the sequences, and fragments of songs from the early 60s. These only increase the sense of unease. As the play goes along, the drama sharpens and condenses. Uncle Peck loves Lil Bit, and he's really the only father she's known, but things are very, very wrong. She knows it through his actions, he knows it through his drinking. We loathe Uncle Peck and condemn him, but he's no conventional villain. He's just damaged beyond repair. Casting of the two leads is central to the success of any production of How I Learned to Drive, which is why this custom-made production works so well. Amanda Farbstein is superb as Lil Bit in all her ages, but particularly as an adult, attempting to solve the puzzle of her life. She is matched by Eric Reed as Uncle Peck, whose anguish is palpable even as he uses all his adult wiles to seduce Lil Bit. Three other actors play all the other roles, and they're equally good, though Valerie Fachtman's soliloquy as Uncle Peck's wife in the second act is a particular standout. How I Learned to Drive is a significant play, putting a human face on both sides of the sexual abuse equation, never passing judgment, but always on the side of the victim of abuse. And this custom-made production does it justice. How I Learned to Drive by Paula Vogel, directed by Katia Rivera, plays at Custom Made Theater in San Francisco through October 7th. For more information, you can go to custommade.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.